Holt from American Legion Post 158. I'd like to welcome everybody here today for Madison, Minnesota's Memorial Day Program 2019. Before we start the program, I have to apologize to our speaker. I'm not sure what happened, if I've got gremlins in my computer or if it's my age, but our speaker today is going to be Lyndon Warden, not Sean Franson, as the program reflects. So once again, I apologize to Lyndon. Please rise to recognize our honor party.
The presentation of the colors by Boy Scout Troop 322. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have now a Star Spangled Banner by the Swift County Concert Band. I'm the commander of Post 1656, VFW. I could introduce Pastor Bruce Bridgel, Garfield, and Lacaparra Lutheran Church. Pastor?
Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we remember today the men and women who have given their lives for our country so that we might be free. We honor their dedication, their service, and their sacrifice. Help us also to remember on this Memorial Day that it was Christ who first showed us the true meaning of service and sacrifice, who died and rose again for us. We do ask and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Like to introduce Lyndon's wardens. Lyndon was born and raised in Madison, Minnesota. He joined the local Minnesota National Guard 175th Field Artillery at the age of 17 years. Lyndon studied military science at the North Dakota State University and received Army Commission, a second lieutenant, as a Medical Service Corps officer. Lyndon served in multiple types of military units in Minnesota and North Dakota, to include field artillery, U.S. cavalry, mechanized infantry, and a medical clearing company, two engineer battalions, and a selective service system. He retired as military after 27 years of service at the rank of major. Introduce Lyndon Warden.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to see all of you this morning. Unfortunately, we're here on a day that we have to celebrate and honor those who have died, but we are here. A couple weeks ago, Tim Volk came to my door. I'm thinking, what does Tim want? I don't know. And he goes, how would you like to speak at this year's Memorial Day service? And I thought, great, I'd love to be able to do that. I really would. I'd like to be able to honor our soldiers. I was so honored. I was making up my own words, because I think I told Tim I felt onerous, but I don't think that's a word, but I am honored to be here and know that. And thank you for coming. My first memories of Memorial Day came from my father, who was an American Legion member and served in the U.S. Army during World War II. Every year he bought a red poppy and attached it to his visor in his vehicle. He always taught me to respect the flag and to honor those who died for our country. 1,196,554. Originally, America's Memorial Day was set to honor the memory of the soldiers of the Union Army in the American Civil War. But after World War I, it became a national Memorial Day in which all who died in battles are remembered. While the first commemorative Memorial Day events weren't held in the United States until the late 19th century, the practice of honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back to thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and the Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, each year, festooning their graves with flowers and holding public festivals and feasts in their honor. In Athens, public funerals for fallen soldiers were held after each battle, with the remains of the dead on display for public mourning before the mourning procession took them to their interment in the Kerameikos, one of the city's most prestigious cemeteries. One of the first known public tributes to the war dead was in 431 BC, when Athenian general and statesman Pericles delivered a funeral oration praising and sacrificed the valor of those killed in the Peloponnesian War, a speech that some have compared to the tone to Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. 1,196,554. That's how many people have died in the American wars as of today, and will continue to grow as the Middle East and other areas are still uncertain. We add up these wars, starting from the lesser amount, which doesn't make it any less, because each person is important. Indian Wars, 1,000. Persian Gulf Wars, 1,500. War of 1812, 2,260. Spanish-American War, 2,446. Revolutionary War, 4,435. Global War on Terror, 6,852. Mexican War, 13,283. Korean War, 54,246. Vietnam War, 90,220. World War I, 116,516. World War II, 405,399. and our Civil War. Of course, this is both sides. 498,332. And that totals 1,196,554. That's not counting the generations of kids that came after that. We lost so much in each one's person's death. While researching this for this presentation, I came across several countries who celebrate their own version of Memorial Day. These involve some of the same wars and or opposite sides. I'm going to talk about World War II. Russia, an estimated 26 million Soviet citizens died in World War II. That's citizens, including as many as 11 million soldiers. Japan, total estimated around 15 million died in battle-related deaths. Germany, 5.3 million military deaths. Well, there's been human wars since the beginning of time. The primary reason is because we are human, with human faults. So war should not be taken lightly. There is just too much to lose. Wearing a red poppy on Memorial Day began with a World War I poem. In the spring of 1915, bright red flowers began poking through the battle-ravaged land across northern France and Flanders, northern Belgium. Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, who served as brigade surgeon for the Allied Artillery Unit, spotted a cluster of poppies shortly after serving as his brigade surgeon general during the bloody Second Battle of Ypres. The sight of the red flowers against the dreary backdrop of war inspired McCrae to pen the poem In Flanders Field, in which he gives voices to the soldiers who have been killed in battle and lay buried beneath the poppy-covered grounds. I would like to close with this poem, In Flanders Field. By John McCrae. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place and in the sky, the lark still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw a sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up your quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Field. Thank you.
Of the Navy hymn, Swift County Concert Band.
Thank you. I am Dennis von der Haar, Commander, Post 158, Madison. It was decided it would be a meaningful addition to our program if we would read off the names of the veterans who did not return while serving overseas in wartime. They are World War I, Warren Gommel, John Grove, Gunder Haug, Ole Hoyle, Arthur Schmall, Stefanus Steve Sorensen, World War II, William Bowler, Raymond Borsted, Harold Gabrielson, Carl H. Hansen Barg, Robert Hendrickson, Arnold M. Holland, Waldemar Jorgis, Melvin Tack, Walter L. Keeman, Lewis M. Larson, Raymond E. Larson, Virgil G. Larson, Walter Lindquist, Earl J. Meyer, Gordon Molstead, Gordon Odekirk, Leroy Olson, Charles Pearson, Leslie Peterson, Julius Quinamone, Fred Shiver, Leroy Wickland, Vietnam War, Frank Kaiser, and Stanley Thompson. At this time, Dorothy Bramer to read off the list of the veterans that deceased this last year.
This is the Madison area, including the former Madison area veterans who passed away between May 28, 2018 and May 27, 2019. Leonard Whitnabel, Korean conflict, St. John's Cemetery. Roger Hansen, Korean conflict. Walter R. Cowden, Korean conflict. Woodrow Heyer, Korean conflict. Harold Hansen, Korean conflict. John Cyril, Vietnam. John Haas, Korean conflict. Orion Fawson, World War II. Alan Schmidt, Vietnam. Gary Beyer, Vietnam. Cecil Felton, World War II. Donald Heimerl, Vietnam. Dr. Bill Gualtieri, World War II. Robert Borman, Korean conflict. Thank you for your participation in the 2019 Memorial Day program. God bless our veterans.
At this time, we'll have a salute to the deceased veterans by the Minnesota Army National Guard firing squad. All rise, please. present arms. And now Taps by Carlisle Larson. It's a slight change, means we are indoors. We will not have the raising of the flag. At this time, God Bless America by the Swift County Concert Band. Benediction by Pastor Bruce Bringle.
Receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. That concludes our program for today. Thank you very much for attending. And this is not the only day that we should be thinking about our veterans that we have lost. Have a good day. Thank you.